my story is not about a gift that was given to me, but a gift for my sister. And so when I was growing up, we had a very healthy fear of Santa Claus. And this was like the Old Testament Santa Claus. You know, it's like, he was a vengeful Santa Claus, and he giveth and he taketh away. And so like the three months leading up to Christmas were like very stressful for my sister and I. And okay, so I was probably like 10, and I was kind of nearing the age where I was maybe getting over this a little bit, and you know, I was maybe in on the secret of what Santa Claus was all about. But it was still pretty stressful. And so, but leading up to Christmas that year, my mom lost her job. And she was sad, but you know, I was only 10, my sister was 8, and we didn't really talk about it. We could tell she was sad, and we just had like a baseline understanding that, you know, things would probably be a little bit different at Christmas this year. But my sister that year, when she was 8, it was the early 90s, the one thing she really wanted was a Nike swoosh sweatshirt. And that was like the it gift for her second grade class that year. And I didn't have the heart to tell her, but I was just like, there's no way that this Nike swoosh sweatshirt is coming. And so we wake up and we open the gifts, and my sister, like the last gift she opens it up and she's just like freaking out, you know, it's awesome. And I go look at it and it's this like forest green sweatshirt with this yellow Nike swoosh right in the middle. And I was just like, what? You know, like, Santa is real. Like, there's no other explanation. Like, I know my older cousins told me something different and my older friends, but there was no other possibility here. Like, that is the logic. And so maybe like 4 months later, my sister and I are playing in the basement. And we're like annihilating each other with Nerf guns. And I go to like pick up this ball that had like rolled into the corner. And there's like this little garbage can over in the corner that no one ever uses. Everyone completely forgets to empty it. And as I go to pick up this little Nerf ball, I notice in the garbage can there is a piece of tracing paper with like a Nike swoosh cut out of it, along with like an empty little thing of yellow paint. And so it dawns on me that my mom had like made this sweatshirt for my sister out of just, you know, like a cheap little hoodie that, you know, she got from the Ames department store. And so there was like a couple revelations that came over me. Obviously the first was this whole Santa Claus thing. Yeah, and the second was that my sister and I were really dumb because, like, how could we not tell the difference between, like, an embroidered swoosh and, like, yellow puffy paint? Like, I don't even know. But the second, especially now, like, as an adult and I have a job, I can't imagine how it must have been for my mom to lose her job, but how much she, like, cared for what my sister wanted, that she would, like, go out of her way to, like, make that happen. And maybe the final revelation is that maybe my mom really is Santa Claus and she'll be stopping by all of your houses this year.
Kate Hanlon sharing a holiday memory in front of a live audience at Center Stage this week as part of the Stoop event, Thanks But No Thanks, stories about the delights and disasters of gifts. If you're interested in being a part of the Stoop as an audience member or a storyteller, you can find out more at stoopstorytelling.com.